Hey everyone, what's going on? Welcome to Point Fighter Live. I'm Alex Reyes, and I'm here with Jared Liker, the promoter and the coach of the Waco USA team. We're going to be talking about the KC Challenge and Waco USA Nationals. It's February 14 and 15. It's a great event. Point Fighter proved, and man, that's it. The time is coming up, right? We're almost here.
Yeah, about 5 weeks, man. It's coming. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, hey, so this event has been around since the year 2000, so it's 20 years already. Man, time flies, and it's a great event. This tournament is a great tournament, but every year it's getting bigger and bigger as well, right?
Yeah, you know, it's an amazing thing. It's kind of like two events in one. You know, we've had the base of the tournament since 2000, but you know, the Waco element now is the fourth time that we've done it. And, you know, every time, you know, it continues to grow and grow and grow. And this year being a Junior Worlds year for Waco, it's like, you know, it's going to be our biggest tournament ever for sure. So it's very exciting for sure.
Yeah, man. Hey, it's very cool to see how you have NASCA divisions and Waco divisions. And it's pretty cool. Like, there's so many divisions that people could compete in. And, you know, sometimes people are like, no, not so much, but more is better a lot of times, right?
Yeah, you know, it's what's great too is like we have to, what's tough for us as promoters and organizers is, okay, set the divisions up so that, you know, they're not clashing, right? And so like, I want somebody to be able to compete in the Waco, you know, sparring and like contact and kick light and also NASCA. So, you know, we have a good system now to where it's set up so people can participate in as many of the different disciplines as they want. And we also offer the WKF style traditional divisions. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on within the event. But you know, this year, of course, the main thing is the Waco Nationals is going to be the biggest part just because it's a world's year for juniors.
Yeah, for sure. No, and it's really cool. You know how if you put your mind to anything is possible. You know, there's nothing you guys can't do, and you guys are proving that. So going back to the USA Waco team junior. So this year is the juniors it's a junior team that for the junior national. Now they if they come to the event and they win, they qualify to be on the USA team.
Yeah, so basically the way it works is there's opportunities. It's a really unique opportunity for adults this year too. I'll talk about that after the kids. You know, the kids is the way they do it in Waco is seniors is the number one gets to go to the Worlds, only the winner of the Nationals. But for kids, the top two make the team. And so they're eligible to participate on the national team at the World Championships and also the Pan American Championships. So top two in each of their divisions, they qualify. And for the seniors, it's actually going to be even as competitive as last year because whoever wins this year gets to go to the Pan Ams as usual. But whoever wins the Pan Ams earns a spot to go to the World Combat Games in Kazakhstan in 2021. And this is a fully sponsored, fully funded event for any athlete that qualifies. So there's actually three specific weight classes they're taking point fighters in. So right now I've been getting a lot of interest from adult fighters interested in that. You know, this Combat Games only happens every 4 years and it's under the branch of the IOC. So, you know, it's a very prestigious event.
Man, that is very interesting and very cool. Man, that's awesome. So Waco USA, man, I gotta tell you, you've been the head coach of the team now for the past like 3 years, right? It's been like 3 years. And the team is just getting bigger and bigger every year, right? This is the second time now for the juniors, and you guys are gonna have like the adults last year, you guys had a great team, and now this year it's just building and building. So it's crazy. It's really good to see because, you know, Waco's so big everywhere else, right? And it's never been big here in the United States that huge until now. It's becoming that monster here as well. So that's good. Shout out to you for that.
Thank you, man. You know, I think one of the things that I want everybody to know, and because I've been, you know, we field questions just like you do every day in your inbox, you know, question about this, that, right? And so We try to respond as quick as we can. You know, this is open for anybody. You know, I had somebody message yesterday and say, oh, is this invitation only? Or all? No, I mean, the tournament is, WACO is open for all athletes in the United States. So yeah, it's a great opportunity for anybody to participate from age 7. And then we have master's class divisions all the way up to 55. So, you know, there's all ages.
Yeah, man, it's all ages. Hey, and you also have, you know, there's Grand Championship sparring, right? WACO Grand Championship divisions. There's open weight. There's a bunch of prize money as well. As you guys could kind of see the list there, 500 for men, 500 for women. Seniors get money. They got the title belts. There's open weight for kids. That's a bunch of divisions. 170 national titles, right?
Yes.
Man, and that's not even counting NASCAR.
Correct. Yeah. So it's a lot of divisions, you know. And that open weight division, man, I'll tell you, the last couple years, it's been as big or bigger than some of the national tournaments we see in the United States. And talk about competitive. I mean, there were some great matches in the last couple years for seniors, but then juniors as well. So they're really deep. And so for, you know, of course, the divisional weight classes are super important to make the team, but the open weight is really exciting as well. So,
hey, where are the worlds this year?
So the junior worlds are in Serbia this year, and then the Pan American Championships are in Rio in Brazil. So those are the two locations.
Man, that's amazing right there. Hey, so it's also NASCAR rated.
Yep.
And there's all the NASCAR divisions are there for you. You have a bunch of NASCAR Midwest divisions, right? So that's pretty cool. You could get national points, and there's national Midwest, and you guys have the banquet, right? Is the banquet the day before?
Yeah, the banquet's on Friday night, both for WACO for 2019 and for NASCAR Midwest for 2019 as well. So yeah, banquet on Friday night, and we have the tournament on Saturday. And this tournament is competition is just Saturday. Only thing on Friday is the banquet, and then athletes have the option to weigh in on Friday or really early Saturday morning, because the WACO divisions kick off pretty early on Saturday morning.
Yeah, hey, that's a great way to kick off the season for the NASCAR Midwest there too. And you know, you have NASCAR Midwest kicks off the nationals, and you have the banquet. It's an awesome weekend up there for sure. Now, the event, it's in an arena. What's the name of it?
So you know, you got Publix in Florida, right? So imagine you have the Publix arena, right? Hy-Vee is the big grocery store here. So yeah, this is the Hy-Vee arena. Yeah, and this what's that?
Is that it right there?
That is the lower bowl. It's really cool. It used to be one giant arena, and the guy built it and put a dividing floor and cut the bowl in half. So that's the lower bowl, and then there's an upper bowl as well. So yeah, it's crazy, man. It's a really amazing place. But that is the venue right there where we have the tournament. Yes.
Hey, so the banquet is gonna be where? The banquet is it gonna be close by to the event?
Yeah, the banquet is right by the host hotel. We got a really great rate, by the way. The hotel Hampton Inn. Yeah, it's like $79 a night, includes the breakfast. It's really good price. And the banquet is about like 3 minutes away from where the hotel is. So, it's really close by.
There's still rooms available?
Yes, for sure. There are still rooms. I had a couple people book some today. So, yeah, for sure. There's still
available. I know that last year, I think it ran out, right?
And then if you wait probably till, you know, first week of February, they're going to be gone, you know, for sure. Yeah,
early now, you guys have to get your rooms and register, of course, as well. Now the schedule, it's here. Saturday registration is 7 a.m. officials meeting 7:30, and the WACO, like you said, WACO divisions are starting early at 8, followed by the WKF style, and then starts the first timer, right? You got first timer.
Yeah, of course. On that, not yeah, always
sword sparring, right? You guys got that sword sparring.
It's one of the biggest divisions in our tournament, always, especially the little kids. Yeah, they love it. So,
yeah, man.
One thing about, I was going to tell you, the seminar on Friday night. That's Hector's salary. Hector is coming to teach. Is going to be teaching that seminar. So that's free for all pre-registered competitors.
Okay, who's coming again?
Hector Solario.
Oh, he's going to be there?
Yes. Yeah, because the open weight category is for anybody, all countries, all nations, right? But the individual weight classes, you have to be from the United States to compete for the spot. So he can compete in the open weight, but yeah, he's going to be coming doing the seminar on Friday.
National flavor in there as well. Yeah. Wow, that's awesome, man. Hector, I got to make sure I promote that. I didn't know that about that till now.
Yeah.
But I would have been he's a great fighter. That guy's an awesome competitor. And
he's a great guy both on and off the mat. You know, he's a great guy.
Great seminar. And that guy, he's, you know, man, he's freaky fast. And his movement, you know, you could learn a lot there. So you guys don't want to miss that. So that's Friday night, the seminar. Now, underbelts, they're going to have a lot of great awards as well, right? The trophies, there's 3-foot trophies for first timers. So this tournament is open. It's something for everybody right here, right? Something for everybody. It don't matter if you're a beginner, intermediate, advanced, you're a veteran, you're a world champion, you know, something for everybody, open to all ages and ranks. So that's awesome there. Now, forms and weapons, grand champions, more money. Awesome, man. There you guys see all the title belts, great awards. Always this tournament's always known for giving cool awards too, right?
Yeah, it's one of those things. When my brother and I actually started the tournament together back in 2000, you know, and so we, since the beginning, we always wanted to give really great awards. And so that's something, because, you know, as a competitor for so long, you know, it's like you most of the trophies is like, okay, you know, it goes somewhere else. Sometimes you don't even pick it up. So, you know, we really take a pride in making sure we give out something unique and something really high quality too.
Yeah, man. You guys always, I think I've seen bikes, right? You guys give
for the little, yeah, for like the kids, grand champions.
That's cool, man. That's cool. Cause you know, those are different things. Like you said, they used to go to for tournament for trophies where they get unique things. That's one of the things this tournament's known for. Point Fighter Proof, Point Fighter Live. We're going to be interviewing some of the winners on the show a few days after. And that's always fun. And then we got the Point Fighter Power Ring. And that's going to go, this goes to one competitor in the event. It's for one division. We don't know which division it's going to go to yet. But we'll pick a division and that it's going to go to. And one person could win the Power Ring. So I'm excited to see that. We got a green one or a red one. So let's see which one is at this event. And hey, so the Referee Pro-Am organization, right? Is this is a referee organization, or is it a league itself?
Yeah. So no, the referee organization, this has actually been also around for over 20 years with our tournaments in the Midwest area. So kind of before NASCA Midwest, we had the Pro-Am referee organization for each one of the tournaments. So, you know, this is how we sanction and train all of the referees in our Midwest area. So, yeah, absolutely. It's a great, it really, of course, just as you know, like bringing the integrity and the structure and the professionalism to the tournaments now for over 20 years. So, you know, it's something of course that we take a lot of pride in here.
Hey, I've seen that logo for years. That logo has been, I've seen that. That's been around for a long time for sure. It takes me back to seeing that. And powered by Juventex, you want to register. Is there any like pre-registration tiers or cutoffs?
Yeah, there are, but the big date that people want to remember is that the WACO divisions are pre-registration only, and they close out on the 8th, so the week before. Because what we do for the athletes this year is we will post the brackets and everything so that people can see it, you know, the night before after the weigh-ins. So this is kind of the way that WACO does it internationally. So we kind of wanted to be able to follow suit with that. So, you know, we close the registration out 1 week before for WACO, but the divisions for all the rest, they stay open all throughout. So I know that there's a deadline coming up in about 2 weeks for the next tier. As we get closer, I believe we have 2 more tiers of registration deadlines. But on Juventex, everybody can be able to check out, you know, see what's best for them when they're ready to sign up. But, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's super easy. You go to myjuventex.com. Find the tournament. It's super easy to find. It's by date. You know, you sign on. You know, it tells you the divisions you could compete in. You don't have to go searching. And then the day of the tournament, you get updates on what ring and what time, if anything changes. It's really good. It's really easy system to use. Now, some of the sponsors, right? Fighters Inc., Ayashi, Top 10. You know, we got to give a shout out to that. That's the Hy-Vee Arena right there, the address, Kansas City. It's going to be a great tournament, guys. You guys don't want to miss it. Anything else that you want to add? I'm really excited about who's going to be on the junior team.
Yeah, you know, there's something really exciting about it. There's a lot of things exciting about the junior team this year. But, you know, this year, for the first time in the WACO Worlds, they're having ages 7, 8, and 9 included in the point fighting, which is really exciting. So you'll see a lot of new, younger kids. I know there's a lot of young kids who I've seen registered already for those categories. So it gives those younger guys an opportunity to do something on that, you know, world stage, affiliated with the organization that's recognized by the Olympic Committee is cool, because it gives them a look into the future of maybe something that they be able to participate in, you know, maybe one day. So it's like, I think it's great. 7, 8, and 9 is included. And then a big growth point in the United States team has been the light contact and the kick light division. So kind of like what we're used to seeing in continuous. Yeah. Is very similar. So, you know, the point fighting is always at a high level, but like you see some of our fighters have had some really great success over there in all divisions. But, you know, like Trent Spence, he won a world championship in light contact at the last world. So I'm seeing a lot of interest in those divisions.
Oh, yeah.
It gives the fighters so much more, you know?
Yeah. Light contact and continuous, it's not the same, but it's similar.
So it's like light contact and then the kick light. Yeah. So basically light contact is really similar to what we know as continuous here. And then kick light is very similar. It just allows leg kicks above the knee. So it's and you wear shorts. So it's a little bit more of closer to the ring, you know, each one.
Muay Thai, before Muay Thai, right? Like if you, a lot of guys that want to get into that. That's awesome. Hey, so there's something really for anybody right there. Forms, weapons, competitors. This tournament has it all. And, you know, if you're a fighter, you got plenty of fighting divisions. And you, like you said, you have it spread out where you could do both, right? Yep. And WACO division. So it's going to be an awesome event. You guys don't want to miss it. You know, February 14 and 15 in Kansas City. Great awards, awesome venue, great prizes, cash prizes. A chance to be on the USA team for the juniors. Adults have a chance to go next year out there to the what's it called again?
No, so they can go to the Pan Ams this year, right? And if they win at the Pan Ams, they'll get a chance to go to the World the Combat Games next year, fully sponsored.
So they have to go to this one, and then they qualify to go to the Pan Ams, and then that's the road to the following year. Okay.
Yeah, if they win here and they can go to Pan Ams and win there, then they're able to go to the Combat Games fully funded next year in 2021 in May.
For sure, man. Hey, I think that that pretty much wraps it up. All there is to say is make sure you're there and, you know, power, baby.
Right? Yeah, power. And one more thing, go Chiefs.
Yeah. Go Chiefs. Yeah. A great day. All right, guys, take care. Thanks for tuning in.